Let's talk about Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff's announced plans to create a daycare fund. Will it do what it's supposed to do? Is it directed where it should be, where we're going to get the best bang for our buck? Because I'm not convinced we are getting our bang for a buck with any federal initiative. Too much of it gets frittered away. Too much of it gets lost in administrivia. Well, to talk about the daycare issue, Andrea Mrozek joins us. It's been a while since we've chatted. It's always good to get Andrea on the show. She's the manager of research and communications with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada and manages to get it all on a really tiny business card. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm well. Is this pointed in the right direction?
Well, in the opinion of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, no. Reason being that $500 million in 1 year, that's money that should be given to parents. Parents should get money in their pockets, either through tax credits or not lower taxes in the first place. Putting together this fund is something that will only grow and grow. And the problem with that is that it's going to be put into one form of care. The government is not known for nuance and working individually with each community. And so this will go into a form of institutional daycare, which is only one type of care in a long list. So if a parent, for example, is working hard to with their spouse, working shifts, they want to take care of their kids themselves, they get no benefit. If they work with their grandparents or with relatives, they likewise get no benefit. There are other ways to do care, and first and foremost, I think that money in parents' pockets would work better.
Also, if we actually had the money, then we could decide how to spend it on the kids.
Yeah, precisely. And oftentimes, when we did a poll in 2006 of parental preferences, parents said that all things being equal, they would prefer to have a spouse stay home with their kid or a family member. And so when you look at that and you consider you're making sacrifices to make that happen, if you had lower taxes, if you were able to keep more of your own money in order to do that to make ends meet, wouldn't that be a solution for everybody? But if you have to use daycare of one form or another and you get money in your pocket to do so, that will contribute to paying for that choice. So really just trying to even out the playing field.
Yeah, you know, it's not a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday world anymore. And, you know, that's an interesting point you raise, because when our kids were younger, we kind of avoided that trap because I was doing a morning show here then. I was home by noon. My wife didn't go into work till 2. We kind of arranged it that way. That's not possible for everybody.
Certainly is not possible for everybody, but I think there are a lot of people doing that. And if you do live in more of the 9-to-5 realm, certainly don't think parents would scoff at money in their pocket through decreased taxes either. So,
no.
But the problem is that it's quite a utopian type vision. First of all, $500 million for the country is, to put it bluntly, a joke. It's not remotely going to increase spaces. It, simply put, is not enough money. Just to give a comparison for your listeners, all-day kindergarten in Ontario alone, in one province alone, is costing $1.5 billion annually. And so, if you think about daycare and how much spaces cost for younger children, it gets more expensive for younger children. $500 million for the entire country is virtually nothing.
Yeah, it's not going to open up a lot of doors, is it?
I think it's a rhetorical gesture on the part of the Liberals. What it is a step in the direction toward a national daycare strategy. So parents need to decide whether they're in favor of that step or not, but they should be well aware that the true costs of such a program will run into the billions upon billions. Another example we can look at is the province of Quebec, where they started there. They're the only province in Canada to have a provincial daycare program, and they started that. The funding put towards it was $250 million annually, and within 10 years it had grown to, I believe, $1.4 billion annually. So what happens in those circumstances is then the government is strapped for cash, and they begin canceling other family programs, and they begin canceling other education programs. So if you look at the public school system today, and many parents are upset because different arts or sports programs are being cut, and there isn't enough money to make ends meet, I think that when we go and expand the system further, you can look toward further cuts in the future in other areas.
So Ozzie and Harriet have left the building. That utopic 1950s, early 60s nuclear family really doesn't exist anymore.
Well,
I would like to think that in some cases there are that situation. Not my reality.
No, and you know, this issue doesn't actually have too much bearing on whether it's traditional family or not, or, you know, it really just comes down to what type of arrangement are parents, single parents, different kind of families making. Again, government is not world-renowned for spending our money in the most efficient and effective manner, and I think intuitively we know that to be true. So if there's going to be help for people who need it, then let it be in the form of money for parents so that they can choose what they want to do.
Not world-renowned. I'm writing that one down. I like that one. Andrea, thank you. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Andrea Mrozek is the Manager of Research at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.